Rain is forecast for most of the day. Highs of 18 degrees in Nice, Antibes, Cannes and 17 degrees in Saint-Tropez and Fréjus with a moderate easterly wind. This evening going down to 14 degrees in the Outremer team and 12 degrees in the Var. Yeah, look for Tuesday and Wednesday. The rain is expected to continue, clearing by Wednesday afternoon with some sunny spells and temperatures remaining the same with highs of 20 degrees. The sun rose here in Monaco this morning at 6:38 and will set this evening at 20 past 8. In London today, 17 degrees and sunny. Paris, 23 degrees with sunshine. Dublin, 13 degrees and sunny. Rome, 18 degrees with heavy rain. Good morning. You're listening to the Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm with you from now until 10. Today's top news story, there have been three new deaths from the coronavirus in the Outremer team over the weekend and four in the Var. In total to date, COVID-19 has claimed 313 lives in both these regions. And also, I'll be telling you the latest from the French Prime Minister's press conference, which was held on Sunday. In sports, homeboy here in Monaco, Formula One pilot Charles Leclerc has had quite a week when it comes to driving his Ferrari in the comfort of his home here in Monaco. Coming up, we'll have today's entertainment news, Guess the Link and the Year. At 8:15 this morning, we'll have the comedy clip, and just after 9 a.m. this morning's workout. Also, an inspiration to us all, Captain Tom Moore has scored a number one single as his fundraising for the NHS reached £26 million. And the knives are out, apparently. There's a fierce debate which has broken out on social media over the right way to organise your cutlery drawer. Lockdown dreams. Are you experiencing extremely vivid dreams and nightmares during lockdown? I'll tell you why. And lessons learned. A study shows that tying shoelaces, whistling and using cutlery are the hardest things to teach children. And track your dreams. A sleep hacking glove which can track your dreams with a Bluetooth signal to your phone and can store them on an app. I'm not sure that I want that. But first, music from Kylie and Better the Devil You Know on Riviera Radio. Radicals there and you get what you give. And before that you heard Kylie Minogue and Better the Devil You Know. And Kylie did a whole show yesterday on radio in the UK and she was explaining how her song I Should Be So Lucky, which she said she turned up at PWL, obviously still as Charlene from Neighbours, when Stock and Aitken realised that Pete Waterman didn't know that she had forgotten that she was turning up and went into Pete and said, there's Charlene from Neighbours waiting to record with you. And his reply was, she should be so lucky. And there you go, then you have it. I Should Be So Lucky. All the entertainment news is up next. Seven and it's time for this morning's entertainment news. Little Mix, Michael Bublé and Sir Elton John were among the stars playing tribute to the NHS in a special online concert. The British version of One World Together at Home was broadcast on the BBC on Sunday night. It followed the star-studded global event, which was aired in the US on Saturday. Taylor Swift, The Rolling Stones, Sir Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder were among the big names to appear in both Saturday's and Sunday's instalments. It's well worth a watch. If you can, try and see the clip of the Rolling Stones, which was just fantastic. And Lady Gaga performed a Smile, so let's have a listen to her just in case you did miss it.
Hi, this is Lady Gaga, and today I'm so happy that we are one world together at home. I feel very honored to be a part of the World Health Organization and Global Citizen in the fight against COVID-19 and raising money for the Solidarity Response Fund. I care so much about all of the medical workers that are putting their lives at risk for us right now. I think of them every day. I pray for them every day. And I'm also thinking of all of you that are at home who are wondering when this is all going to be different. What I'd like to do tonight, if I can, is just give you the permission to, for a moment. Smile though your heart is breaking. Smile even though it's aching. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow,
for you. Light up your face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness, although a tear may be ever so near. That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll see that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. You'll see that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Lady Gaga there performing for One World Together at Home. And in other entertainment news, an inspiration to us all, Captain Tom Moore has scored a number one single in the UK as his fundraising for the NHS reached £26 million. The 99-year-old World War II veteran captured the nation's hearts after walking 100 laps of his garden for medics who are fighting the coronavirus on the front line. And the hero hasn't slowed down as he released a heartwarming version of You'll Never Walk Alone, with Michael Ball. The song, which features the NHS Voices of Care Choir, topped the official Big Top 40 chart on Sunday. That's this morning. It's entertainment news. There'll be more at the same time tomorrow morning during the Full English Breakfast. So here is Tom Moore with Michael Ball and the NHS Voices of Care Choir, and You'll Never Walk Alone.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high. And don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky. And sweet to the song of the lark.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high. And don't be afraid of the dark.
At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and a sweet silver song of the lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll
hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark.
At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky, and sweet silver song of the lark.
Walk on,
walk
through,
on
the wind,
through the wind,
walk on through the rain,
Through the rain,
though your dreams be tossed and blown.
You'll never walk alone there, Captain Tom Moore and Michael Ball and the NHS Voices of Care Choir. It's UK and number one, all for a good cause. And also, as I said, if you didn't catch the One World Together at Home, it's available. The Rolling Stones were excellent, and it's available on our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. My daughter actually said, "What's the geezer in the right-hand corner doing?" And it was, of course, Charlie Watts, who was playing air drums. It was just fantastic. Well worth a look. And here are the Rolling Stones with "You Can't Always Get What You Want, But You Can Get What You Need." All the local news, sports and weather is coming up next.
Hey, smart speaker, what do you call the southeast coast of France?
Riviera.
What is the Italian Marconi famous for inventing?
Radio.
Okay, what's 13 divided by 2 plus 100?
106.5.
Wow, smart speakers do more than answer questions. Now you can use your smart speaker to play the radio just like this. Hey, smart speaker, play Riviera Radio and tune in.
Riviera Radio from TuneIn.
Get smart. Ask your Google or Amazon speaker to play Riviera Radio on TuneIn, and you instantly have your favorite music and local news in English. Try it today with 106.5 Riviera Radio.
You're listening to the 106.5 Riviera Radio Full English Breakfast Show, brought to you by Air France, one of the largest networks in the world. Enjoy the new revolutionary business seat and take advantage of Air France's attentive service just for you. Air France.
France. La France
is in the air.
La France est dans l'air.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone, and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Good morning, it's 7.32. I'm Sarah Lysett reporting. There have been three new deaths from the coronavirus in the Outmar team over the weekend and four in the Var. In total to date, COVID-19 has claimed 313 lives in both these regions. In detail, in the Outmar team, 279 patients are currently hospitalised and there are 55 in intensive care. In the Var, 317 people are hospitalised and 46 are in intensive care. In the whole PACA region, 2,771 patients have been discharged from hospital, cured from the virus, while 470 patients have succumbed to COVID-19 since the end of February. Out of 1,795 hospitalised patients, 348 patients have been placed in intensive care units. In Monaco, after four consecutive days last week of no new cases of coronavirus, the Principality announced one new case on Friday, and no new cases were announced on Saturday or Sunday. The total number of cases of the virus in the Principality to date stands at 94. 22 patients have recovered, seven people are in hospital, three of which are in intensive care. There are currently 86 patients being cared for at home with mild symptoms of the virus. Worldwide, the pandemic has killed nearly 160,000 people, including 19,323 in France, which from today begins its sixth week of confinement. According to authorities, the effects of distancing measures are starting to be felt. For the 10th consecutive day, the balance of hospitalizations continues to decrease. Meanwhile, New Caledonia will be the first French territory to exit confinement today, Monday the 20th of April. To date, only 18 cases, all imported, have been detected for a total of 3,000 tests carried out, while for 12 days no new patients have been identified. In other news, during a press conference on Sunday evening, the French Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, declared that our lives from May the 11th will not be exactly the life we had before confinement. The Prime Minister indicated that he would not be detailing during the press conference the measures for the end of the confinement, which were announced by Emmanuel Macron for May the 11th, before adding that he will do it soon, within the next 2 weeks, when he will present the plan that the President has asked him to prepare. The Prime Minister underlined that while the health crisis was progressively getting slowly better, it was not over. During the press conference, it was also announced by the Prime Minister and Health Minister Olivier Véran that families will be able to visit their loved ones staying in nursing homes, albeit under very strict conditions, from today. The visits must not be made by more than two people at a time and will be authorised on a case-by-case basis by the directors of these establishments. The Prime Minister also said that even after May the 11th, those able to work from home must continue to do so. For schools, the reopening will be done by region, starting with those regions least affected by the virus, and by accommodating half classes to begin with. Shops which will be able to reopen from May the 11th will have to respect social distancing measures in place. On the subject of masks, Edouard Philippe assured that the national production of masks has doubled since January. Faced with the difficulties noted on the masks supply chains on an international level, the French government has decided to intensify production in France. This production has grown from 4 million masks a week in January to over 8 million today, concluding that France will continue to increase its production capacity. Meanwhile, the biggest plane in the world landed in Le Mans near Paris with 8 million masks on Sunday. According to reports, the plane from China landed at around 11 a.m. However, it's not part of the airlift launched between China and France. According to a spokesman, it is not a government order but a request from a private French company. The name of the company was not disclosed. And it's been reported that from today, Monday the 20th, residents in Nice can register online at www.masks.nice.fr or by phone on 0497135600 to obtain a mask. Masks will be available from the 28th of April through until the 9th of May, and there'll be distribution points in several areas of the city. Leader of the French far left, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, has said that he is uncomfortable with the possibility of schools reopening in France from May the 11th. Speaking to French media on Sunday, Mélenchon ensured that he himself would not be sending his child if he had one of school age. He added that he felt that the move to reopen schools had only been taken in order to allow people to return to work, and that the French government want to make people return to work due to the competition which continues between different economies. He concluded that school is not a daycare centre. Electronics retail giant Fnac Darty has announced that it has secured a 500 million euro loan guarantee by the French state to secure cash flow and prepare for recovery after the coronavirus crisis. Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire said the guaranteed 500 million euro facility was the first that the French state has granted to a major French company to help it over the crisis. Meanwhile, Amazon France has extended the closure of its sites in France due to the coronavirus outbreak until Wednesday the 22nd of April. Pope Francis has thanked the media for their work. Pope Francis came to greet journalists on Sunday after celebrating a mass during which he warned against an even worse virus than the coronavirus, selfishness. The Pope went on to say, "Thank you to journalists for their work, working instead of staying in bed on Sundays. Thank you very much. It's important to communicate." The Pope told reporters who were waiting for him outside the Roman Church of Santo Spirito, a stone throw away from the Vatican. Police in France have arrested a 38-year-old man for posing as a police officer. The man posed as an officer and carried out a control on a residence of Saint-Paul-sur-Mer near Dunkirk and managed to get away with 900 euros. The false police officer, dressed in civilian clothes, stopped the individual and carried out a check, ordering the victim to pay the 135 euro fine. With no cash on him, the victim was asked to get into his unmarked car to go and withdraw money. The victim agreed and handed over his bank card and code, allowing him to withdraw 900 euros and not the 135 euros fine. A fight followed, with the false police officer managing to flee the scene with the 900 euros. He was later arrested and placed in police custody. Finally, a new book published has looked into the scandalous past of the Élysée Palace. In the book, written by Jean Garriguet, a prominent historian and author, Garriguet argues that just as French society is changing with the hashtag MeToo movement, so too must the country's presidents. An histoire érotique de l'Élysée details how the palace has been at the centre of some of the country's most notorious sex scandals for 300 years.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
In football, it looks like Watford football team are set to become the third Premier League club to agree wage deferrals with their first team squad. Earlier this month, Southampton and West Ham confirmed their players would defer part of their salaries because of the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, the players of Roma have been praised after their superb gesture by volunteering to forego 4 months of salary to help the club during the coronavirus pandemic. Virtual Formula One here in Monaco. Homeboy Formula One pilot Charles Leclerc has had quite a week when it comes to driving his Ferrari all in the comfort of his home here in Monaco. Having won the previous virtual Formula One Grand Prix held at a simulated Albert Park circuit in Melbourne, after just a few days of practice, Ferrari's young driver has become obsessed, and apparently he has at the same time helped to raise more than £55,000 for charity to help fight coronavirus alongside lots of other drivers by winning the race for the world. Finally, in rugby union, rugby boss Sir Bill Beaumont has said he is confident a revised Nationals Championship will be launched in the aftermath of the coronavirus pandemic. Plans for a revolutionary World League were abandoned last year after World Rugby were unable to gain unanimous support from unions. But Beaumont says the current health crisis has acted as a reality check for the game.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
Coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore, the Outmarine team and the VAR. The general situation is a depression of 1,016 millibars. Winds are variable, force 1 to 2. The sea is calm with good visibility. And the barometric pressure for Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat is 1,015 millibars. For North Corsica, winds are force 2 to 4 variable. The sea is slight to moderate with good visibility. And the barometric pressure for Cap Corse is 1,017 millibars.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Rain is forecast for most of the day, I'm afraid. Highs of 18 degrees in Nice, Antibes, Cannes, and 17 degrees in Saint-Tropez and Fréjus, with a moderate easterly wind. This evening going down to 14 degrees in the Outmaritime and 12 degrees in the Var. The outlook for Tuesday and Wednesday, the rain is expected to continue, clearing by Wednesday afternoon with some sunny spells and temperatures remaining the same with highs of 20 degrees. The sun rose here in Monaco at 6:38 this morning and will set this evening at 20 past 8. Finally, the knives are out, apparently. There's a fierce debate on social media about the right way to organise your cutlery drawer. That's right, a fierce debate has broken out online over the supposed correct way to store your knives and forks. Most argued, apparently, that you should store your cutlery in the order that you set it out on the table and keep teaspoons underneath. One horrified user replied, "Why would you put the knives on the left in the drawer when at the table you hold your knife with your right hand?" There you go, you're now up to date. Apparently they say, despite the fact the picture waged a war in the group, at least everyone could agree that teaspoons belong in their own separate space underneath the knives, forks and spoons. How do you organise your cutlery drawer? Studio at rivieraradio.mc. You're now up to date. The news is available, although there's a little technical error, which I'm going to look into straight away on rivieraradio.mc. That should be sorted in the next few minutes. And do check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. We're talking of knives, spoons, forks. All I could think of is those people that are having a daydream. The Loving Spoonful.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.